Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word today is our second lesson, Book of Philippians, chapter 2, beginning at the first verse. And dear brothers and sisters in the faith, it matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. That's an old poem, written Victorian period, old poem entitled Invictus, which is Latin for unconquered. The poem is entitled Unconquered, and it is a poem that is a favorite at high school graduations throughout the country, which is unfortunate, because if you listen to the words, it really is an attack upon the Lord God. It says, it matters not how straight the gate, that's the word straight or narrow, it matters not how narrow the gate is, like Jesus said, the way is narrow, I'm going to follow my own way. And it matters not how charged with punishments the scroll, the day of judgment. Will there be a day of judgment? Maybe not, but I'm going to go my own way. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. To which God's word, with almost a puzzled tone, simply says, but that's not the way you learned Christ. But that's not the way you learned Christ. Book of Philippians, chapter 2, today's lesson, contains what many scholars, Bible scholars, think is an old hymn, an old Christian poem. And it's assumed by St. Paul, apparently, that the Philippians know the words of this hymn. It's like one of the hymns that you might know nowadays, we all kind of know well. Who doesn't know the words, or at least some of them, to Amazing Grace, right? Or How Great Thou Art, or Just As I Am, very well-known hymns. The only thing is that this hymn in the book of Philippians chapter 2 is probably a hymn that wouldn't get published nowadays. And if it got published, it would get put in the back of the hymn book. And if it got put in the back of the hymn book, most congregations wouldn't sing it. Because who wants to sing a hymn about Jesus and Satan? Jesus and Satan by way of contrast to one another, because that's what it is. Now, the Jesus parts are quite obvious, but no sooner do you hear those, then you say, you know, that reminds me the opposite of that. And that was the work of the evil one. I'll read it for you. Christ existed in the form of God, but he did not consider being equal with God something to be grabbed for. Rather, he emptied himself. He took the form of a slave. He took the likeness of men. In outward appearance, he was found as a man. He made himself low. He became obedient all the way to death, death on a cross. And it's for this reason that God the Father exalted him above, far and beyond everything else, and gave him the name which is above every name, in order that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. If you listen to the words, you'll see the contrast there. Christ, our Lord Jesus, was true God. Satan was the greatest of the angels. Jesus emptied himself. Satan magnified himself. Jesus took the form of a slave. Satan took the title of the prince of this world. Jesus made himself low all the way to the cross. And the Father's blessing came to us. Satan, you wouldn't find him in the same zip code as a cross. Rather, he exalted himself, and every curse came to us. Jesus, who made himself low, was exalted. and given by his Father the name that is above every name, every knee will bow to him, every tongue confess that he is the Lord. On the other hand, Satan, who grabbed for equality for himself, equality with God, he was cast into the lowest place, hell. He was given names in the Bible like liar, deceiver, slanderer, and of course the one that tops them all, Beelzebub, which means the Lord of flies, like roadkill alongside the road. And what does the roadkill have to worship it or to follow it? It's covered with flies. In the end, no knee will bow to Satan. No one will acknowledge him as the Lord. His own knee will bend. His mouth will have to confess that Jesus is Lord, not in faith, but in screaming frustration. And that's a hymn. They don't write them like that anymore. And if you take the words of that hymn and you see the amazing grace of your Father and the undeserved love of Christ and how much the Lord wanted you to be saved and how he pardoned you and how he went to the cross, then you know the Christian faith. But before you stop there, you don't want to miss one little sentence that pops its head up amidst of all of that. And this is the sentence. Now, what was in Christ Jesus, think this same thing among yourselves. What was in Christ Jesus, think the same thing among yourselves. Don't worry about out in the world. We'll get there one of these days. Let's just start right here, among yourselves, in our midst as Christian people. Let's see what happens. The Lord says, have the same love, be united in the Spirit, be of one mind, don't strive with one another, don't be vainglorious, puffed up, rather in lowly thinking consider others to have the first place over you, don't aim for your issues, advance their issues, and do all things without grumbling or disputing. Have this mind among yourselves in order, again, Philippians 2, in order that you should be children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation in which you shine like lights in the world. Crooked, twisted, bent, distorted, snatching and grabbing for what is yours, that's the song of Satan, and many people sing it. They like the tune. Or you can be a child of God, and you can sing the song of Christ. Now, you may or may not know that most early Christian people spoke, or at least knew to some degree, the Greek language. That's why our New Testament was written in Greek, so it reached the widest number of people. But when these folks became Christians, they began not to speak the same language. Now, they used the same words, and they used the same grammar, but the meanings changed, the understandings changed. There was something different. There was a different mind. There was a different understanding of things. And central to today's lesson is one of the very words that got changed in its significance. And that's the Greek word tapenos. It's a word that means humble or lowly. And before the New Testament came around, it is a word that was not used with approval. Because to unbelieving people, people without the Holy Spirit, people with unbelieving minds, it meant a person who was weak, or a person who was insignificant, or a person who was trivial, or a person who was lacking in spirit, or a person who had been humiliated, or a person who was fearful. You go over into the Latin language and they have another word that describes the same thing, humilior. And humilior is the word you use for the little person, the little man, the one that gets stepped on. You don't want to be a humilior. You don't want tapenos. Those are not positive words. If you live in ancient times, the ideal person is the person who holds their head high, They're the person who withstands fate. They're a person who carves out a status for themselves, finds a place for themselves, gets themselves their own territory. They dictate terms. They are not dictated to. They are a person of mastery. That's the goal. That's what you want to be. And if it sounds familiar to you, just turn on the news or turn on the internet and you see the same thing. What do you see? It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. And again, Book of Ephesians chapter 4, God's holy word just gets a puzzled look on its face, if a book can get a puzzled look on its face. And it says, yeah, but that's not the way that you learned Christ. That's not the way that you learn Christ. And if you miss the point, our lessons for this Lutheran Women Mission in Mission Sunday all talk about serving. And if you miss the point in the lessons, then look at the top of the bulletin and you'll read the words, ready to serve. But don't miss the main point. And that is that we can have a tendency to think of serving as doing good deeds for God. Keeping your status, keeping your standing, keeping who you are, but doing good deeds for God. Or doing good deeds for other people. But we haven't gotten to the bottom of things yet. Book of Ephesians chapter 4, once again, yeah, but that's not the way that you learn Christ. He didn't just come here and do good deeds toward his Father and good deeds toward people. He humbled himself and became obedient to what? Death, even death on a cross. And so our lesson, very strangely to our ears, but not strangely to a Christian's heart, says simply, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. Not have this action, but have this mind. In other words, this way of thinking that God puts upon your heart. You have the Lord Jesus, and what do you see when you look at him? Well, yes, he did good things to people. Yes, he did good things toward his Father. But what you see in Jesus is somebody who took the least place. Somebody who came for your good, not for his good. Somebody who was crucified. Somebody who was dealt with in bad ways. But yet he committed himself to his Father. He continued to do good. And though he came to carry a cross, he eventually wore a crown. He was raised, exalted, glorified, not because he grabbed for things, but because he trusted in the grace and the working of his heavenly Father. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. And so, we have God's grace, we have salvation, we have the Holy Spirit, we have the blood of Jesus that washes us clean from all sin, we have the righteous life of Jesus that stands in place of our unrighteous lives. We are entirely taken care of before Almighty God. And the Lord says, look at all these things that you have. Look at all the things that Jesus did for you. Look at how he came for you down to this world. And now I say to you also, now that you are saved, now that you are going to be with your Father in everlasting life, while you're still here, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.